Hey guys, welcome back to the Baseball Rundown, Episode 4 with Coach Raz, Ryan Lombardi, Head Coach Jason Rathbun of St. Bonaventure Baseball. Coach, it's been a minute, but good to be back on the podcast with you, and let's just take a look at kind of where the team's at.
You've been busy.
Yeah, been busy, for sure.
Atlantic 10 tournament, had a couple wins there, so.
It was amazing. I mean,
busy.
Yeah, it was a great time. The men's basketball team won 2 Atlantic 10 games. The week before that, I was down with the women's basketball team at their Atlantic 10 tournament. So it's been a busy 2 weeks.
Yeah, and spring break mixed in there with that. So
exactly that.
I've missed you.
It's good to be back.
It's good to get back on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. I mean, it's been a rough go for your team. You guys have dropped 11 of the last 12 games, but 3 of them, got to know, have been one-run baseball games.
It's been really difficult, right? Like, I think when you're in most of the games that you're playing and you're coming up short, it's difficult to find ways to keep the guys up, right? Because you see that they're disappointed. It's not like we're losing close games and they're happy about it. Like, you know, so it's been rough, you know, and we haven't had any games where we've played all three phases really well together, right? Like, the defense has been good, the offense has been good, the pitching's been good. There's been flashes of all of it, right? There's been flashes of the defense playing good. There's been flashes of the pitching staff doing their job. There's been flashes of the offense doing their job. It just seems like when the offense is going, the pitching is not. When the pitching is going, the offense is not. And it's difficult as a coach to put your finger on exactly why that's happening. It's just happening, right? And I try to remind our guys, like, what it was like 3 years ago and, you know, being down 7-0 after the second. And, you know, just a lot of games that we were not in. We're in these games now, late into the games. We're just missing those clutch hits or the big defensive play or putting up the zero after scoring some runs. Like, it's just moments here or there that are costing us these games.
Let's talk about the George Mason series, first Atlantic 10 series of the year. You guys end up losing all three, but game one, you guys dropped 4-3, and it was a game, you know, George Mason put up an early three spot on you, and you guys were able to battle back late, but the offense just kind of fell just short.
Yeah, I mean, we had chances to score in the eighth and ninth, just didn't get the big hit. You know, I think going into this series, we realized that George Mason was one of the favorites for the conference. They've been one of the better teams in our conference. So going there for our first A-10 weekend, we knew was going to be a difficult task. I think the first game kind of showed where we're at. You know, we're right there toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the conference. We're just struggling to get that notch in the win column. It's like going into a fight, right? Like you're in a heavyweight boxing match, and you go in there and you land really good punches, right? And you're winning some rounds, but you're not winning the fight. And you're going the distance. Like, you're not getting knocked out. And I think that's kind of like the feeling. Like, we're in these fights. We just can't get the knockout blow. We just can't get the win. But we're not getting, you know, we're not getting knocked out. We're just not getting the win.
Yeah, and then game two, you know, you go up 3-0 in the third. You guys feeling good, but then 7 unearned runs off Nolan, and then add 2 more off James Capilupo, and your starter can't make it out of third inning.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't make some plays behind Nolan that would have helped him get out of the inning, but Nolan didn't help himself either with 5 free passes and 2 innings. So, like, again, there's a situation where the pitching wasn't great. We were giving up some free passes. The defense didn't help him. And it put us in a hole. And I think, again, it's kind of like we scored 3. Their team comes out and scores we score three. Their team comes out and scores 9 right away. So it's like, man, we put runs on the board. We got a 3-0 lead. All of a sudden, we gave up 9, you know? And it's like we haven't scored a lot of runs. So it's like, man, we're down 6 and already in the third. And then we respond with 6 in the fifth. And we have a lot of momentum. We tie the game. We're feeling really good. But then we give up 2 in the bottom of the fifth, you know, and it's like, You know, we grab one in the sixth, then they get two in the sixth. We grab one in the seventh, and they grab two in the seventh. So it's just like every time we responded, they responded back with a bigger number than we put up, you know? So it's just, again, right there, battling, just not getting the dub.
And do you think some of that could lead to, you know, you've been on the road for the first month of the season, but this is nothing new. This team, like, should be used to being on the road. So, like, what do you really think? If you could, like, pinpoint one thing, what would it be?
Well, I don't think it's just one thing. I think the road definitely is a part of it. Like, I think after the third week, going into, like, the fourth weekend, our last non-conference weekend, we took a look at the wins of teams in New York, right? Like, how many Division I teams in New York, what's their record traveling these first three weekends, right? And we had the best record in New York. Like, you know, so there's a lot of teams from New York that are struggling early because of all the travel. We have traveled a lot, and it does affect us. It affects our health. It affects, but it's not like, so what? Like, that's what we've got to do, right? We've got to travel to go play games. So does it affect us? Yes. But does it matter? No. Like, you still have to find ways to win baseball games, right? So, you know, I think travel's a part of it. I think, you know, not being able to get outside at all to practice has definitely hurt us. You know, I think in years past, we've had chances to get outside. We just haven't had any breaks in the weather. Like, we're playing a game and then going back inside and practicing. So we're getting our reps in. We're, you know, every week we're working on the things that we were not great at the previous weekend, and we're trying to correct those things. And hopefully we can just get some balls to fall our way and have things kind of change our luck a little bit. You know, we've got a home series this weekend that's quote-unquote home. You know, but we've got to travel out to Mercyhurst and play because our turf's not ready. So, again, we're on the road. You know, like, even though it's an hour and a half away, we're staying in hotels, we're doing those things again. So we've done it. We know what to expect. We just got to try to come up on the right end.
Yeah, and then just quickly touching on game three, you guys get blanked 3-0. As Paulino, I thought, had a decent start. I mean, he allowed eight walks, but worked himself in and out of trouble, only got tagged for 2 earned runs. And then Calabretti faced the minimum of 4 up, 4 down.
I thought Enger did a great job of keeping us in the game. He did run into some trouble. Again, I think the control thing for him is the part that we're trying to get better. He was able to work out of some control issues. And I think there was one point where he had 2 outs and then might have walked the bases loaded, right? And then was able to get out of that jam, right? And it's just like, we shouldn't even be in that position where it's bases loaded with 3 walks, right? So I think he pitched good as far as keeping zeros on the board. You know, they got to him a little bit in the sixth and seventh where they get able to get a run across. But one's on a bunt play that we sailed the throw on, Enger specifically, that he normally doesn't do. You know, just was a little high. That team puts a lot of pressure on you. I think that's one of the things that we definitely warned our guys going into the weekend. But George Mason's a team that bunts a ton, and they steal a lot of bases, and they do a lot of the little things very, very well. So you have to be on top of your bunt defense. You have to be on top of your first third defense. I thought that we didn't do a great job in those situations, even though we stressed it and talked about it. We just didn't do a good enough job. And they made those winning plays that allowed them to win games, and we didn't. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, that's the gist of what happened this weekend. Like, they just made more winning plays. It's not that they were better than us talent-wise. It's not that we couldn't hang with them offensively. It's not that we couldn't hang with them on the mound. We just didn't make winning plays. And that's why you have close games that we come out on the wrong end of. Just those little pieces of the game. It's not a situation like, man, we have no starting pitching, or we don't have any hitters, or we do. We're just not putting a complete game effort together. So hopefully it's still early in the conference part. We're just getting started. We can hopefully put this together and get back on the winning side.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's still a ton of season to go. And how is kind of the culture? Obviously not easy to lose this many games early on. But who's kind of been stepping up, and how is the overall culture of this team?
Well, I think, you know, I think they're feeling it. Like, I definitely think that it's they don't want to lose, right? Like, they want to win, and they know that they're right there and they're close. It's not a matter of, man, we're not even close. You know, no, we're right there. Like, we're just coming up short. And I think that that can definitely be mentally fatiguing to our guys, for sure. You know, this week, you were a witness to it when you're getting ready to set up in here. We're doing individual meetings with our guys. I'm meeting with them for 10 minutes, and we're giving them some homework, some literature on sports psychology, just to try to read, give them a little bit of a mental, some mental tools to kind of deal with these situations. And hopefully everybody can get 1% better. You know, like, if each person gets 1% better from this literature and doing a little bit of reading, then as a team, we're getting 35% better. So, you know, we're trying things. We're trying to mix it up. I got a made a special order on Amazon this weekend after the games, and that's arriving in the mail this week. So,
do we get a hint into what it is?
Well, it's a little throwback to Major League, the movie. So we're going to try to get the bats going. So we got a little something in there from the movie to see if we can wake up the bats.
I love that. That's good.
We're going to give that a shot. But, like, again, we're just – we were joking as a coaching staff, like, what we would do to get back in the winning ways and what we'd be willing to give up. So you'd be surprised at some of the answers we had. You know, I think everybody is feeling it. Everybody wants to get on the right side of this, and we're not giving up. We're working hard. Keep making coaching – you know, I think we made some really good coaching decisions this weekend. You know, there's some plays that really worked out for us. But just, yeah, just keep pushing.
Yeah, and that's all you can do. So let's talk. I mean, I think we've already kind of touched on it, but what needs to be cleaned up is I think a little bit of the defense, defensive end. Your pitchers have given up 36 unearned runs in 141 innings. You guys are almost averaging 2 errors a game. So I think some of that has to be just not being able to practice on a field during the week.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, it's definitely a factor. And we've tried a couple different things. We haven't been really happy with the defensive play of the left side of our infield. You know, Manny Castro has been really good with the bat. I mean, I think he's got almost 10 doubles now, like 9 doubles. Hitting near 350, doing a really good job with the bat. Defensively, he has not been what we had hoped for. You know, this is a gold glove infielder last year that we expected pretty stellar defense from, and we haven't gotten that from him, but we can't give up on him. You know, we just got to keep drilling him, keep working on some drills, and try to get him going there defensively at third. I think initially we started off with Chris at shortstop. He's hitting well. So we got to find a way to keep him in the lineup. But defensively, we just haven't made the plays there. And Gavin played solid defense for us last year. I think offensively is the question mark with him a little bit. You know, but we know last year what he provided us defensively. We made that switch last week. He didn't have a great game at Binghamton. You know, so it's like, man, if he's out there for his defense, but he doesn't play great defensively, then what are we doing? You know, so we kind of questioned what we were doing there, and then went back with Chris at short to start the weekend. By the end of the weekend, Gavin was back at short. So, you know, just we're moving around pieces in our bottom of our lineup. I think, you know, Anthony hitting leadoff, Connor hitting second, Chris hitting third, Manny hitting fourth. That's been pretty consistent now for a few weeks. You know, Antonio's been in there every game. That's been a consistent for us. So, you know, I think 1 through 5 has been pretty consistent. You know, I think it's been trying to figure out the next 3 or 4. And we've tried some different things, just haven't had anybody really pop. And I mean, Christian Lamoth probably has, you know, he's hitting 290 as a freshman. So he's kind of forced his way in there a little bit. So we're just trying to figure out those last couple pieces. You know, I think right now we're going to stick with Gavin at short and have Chris play some second. They're roommates. They're good friends. Their communication's really good. We've got to have Chris's bat in the lineup. We've got to have Manny's bat in the lineup. So, you know, right now, Joey Bruno's probably the odd man out of that rotation right now. But, you know, we've seen Chris at third as well. So, you know, depending how we can mature defensively, there's still some movement there.
Yeah, because always have the DH option as well.
For sure. For sure. But we haven't had really a DH that's mashing the ball either.
Yeah.
You know, we've had DHs that are hitting 200 or 250. You know, like, that's not ideal either. So we'd like to get better production out of that spot.
Yeah, I mean, we've touched on some of the positives. I mean, three guys are hitting above 320 in Chris Holdcraft, Manny Castro, and Anthony Fernandez. And also on the pitching side, I mean, David James, five starts so far, and he's got a 3.28 ERA in 24 and two-thirds innings.
I don't think you could ask much more from what DJ's given us on the mound. He's been a true number one for us. He's given us a chance to win every time out. Even when we haven't played good defense behind him, he's given us a chance. DJ's electric. I mean, I think that we watched him throw a bullpen yesterday, and I said to our pitching coach, Jay Root, I was like, it's poetry in motion. Like, his mechanics, the way he throws is beautiful. Like, it's very balanced. It's powerful. He's got a great four-pitch mix. Couldn't be happier with what DJ's given us on the mound. And I think Nolan's, stat-wise, his numbers are pretty decent too. You know what I mean? Nolan's got a 4.35, so from a starter to have a 4.35, that's pretty solid. And Enger with a 4.43. Like, those are pretty solid numbers from three starters.
Yeah.
You know? I think the bullpen, Joey Calabretti's done a great job since moving to the bullpen. We've been really happy with what he's given us out of the bullpen. Capolupo has been good. He wasn't great this past weekend, but the three outings prior to that, he had been really good.
Yeah, and his walk numbers are down from last year, which is definitely something that was of concern, is his ability to fill the strike zone. But no, I feel like he's been good. I mean, Joey Calabretti out of the bullpen, he's got 3.97 ERA, and I think that's a little bit in flux just because of that
first start
he had.
Right.
But out of the bullpen, he's been really, really good. And Ryan Cusi, I mean, in six appearances, has a 2.57 ERA.
Right. So I think if you start to put things in perspective a little bit, like, you look at last year's pitching staff, Gilbert had a 4.58. That was our lowest ERA. Like, number two on the staff was a 6.22, right? So it's like 4.58, 6.22, 6.94, 7.04, 7. I mean, those were our top five pitchers last year, 7.92, right? Where, like, this year, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys under a 5, you know? So, like, last year's best ERA wouldn't even be in our top 4 or 5 this year, right? So we're seeing improvement in the pitching staff. We've got some guys that we can rely on. And I think that we've got some guys that haven't pitched up to their capability. You know, Duvall has not pitched like we expected him to pitch. Tristan's had a little bit.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Gilbert hasn't pitched the way we expect him to. You know, Tristan's been a little sore, hasn't been available the last two weekends. There's been some guys that we thought we could count on more that haven't really been available to us in the meaningful innings on the weekend. Hopefully that'll turn for them. But in general, the pitching staff has definitely had some good numbers in there. And if you look, you know, our top five pitchers have the most innings, right? Like 24 innings, 11 innings, 20 innings, 20 innings. Like, those guys that are having success are pitching the most. So I think the pitching staff's in a good spot.
Yeah, that's definitely big. All right, and then just a quick look ahead. Obviously, it's the first home game. I put that in quotes because it's not really home. You guys are playing at Mercyhurst, like you mentioned before. At least this is the least amount of travel you guys need to have for a game that is not at home. But you will be staying in hotels, like you mentioned. But just kind of, what are you seeing from them this season?
Well, St. Louis is working under a new coach, so there's going to be definitely new facets to their game that they're going to do differently because they have a new coach. They had a great opening weekend. You know, they took two out of three from Dayton, who's, you know, can swing it really well this year. So we got our work cut. I mean, George Mason, St. Louis, VCU is pretty tough. Three A-10 teams to have to face out of the gate. But, you know, they're coming up north. They're playing in some cold weather that we may be a little more used to. Hopefully we can use that to our advantage a little bit. We're not far from home. We're just an hour and a half. So hopefully it'll feel more like a home game. But, you know, they're scrambling outside today. So I think that there's a real chance that this will be the only home games we'll miss. We should be on the turf, you know, by our next home game, which is Binghamton on the 10th. So we're looking positive towards that direction.
Yeah, Binghamton comes to St. Bonaventure. I believe that's the 31st, right, of March?
Yes, 31st. You're right.
Yeah, so looking forward to that, and hopefully that'll be the inaugural game at the new Handler Park.
Yep, yep. I think it's very realistic that that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, well, very much looking forward to it. Coach, any final notes as we head into the weekend?
No, just, you know, I know it's tough. Listen, it's not easy for these guys. It's not easy for us as a coaching staff. We're grinding. You know, we're trying to figure it out. We're not giving up on what we got. You know, we're building. You know, we're building. I think anytime you're trying to replace seven starters offensively, you know, it's going to be hard to fill those shoes. And, you know, we found a few guys that are having good years for us, but we're still missing a couple pieces. We've got some injuries. I'd like to try to hopefully get one or two of these guys back. But, you know, we just got to keep grinding, stick together as a family, which I think we've been doing a good job. I think the team is close. I think they do have each other's backs. I think they're still enjoying their experience. You know, they're still up. You know, they're still up. So just got to focus on this weekend. Try to get the first game and see what happens.
Love it, Coach. Well, best of luck this weekend. Always appreciate the time. And this was the Baseball Rundown on the Bonnies Online Network. We'll talk to you guys next week.